LSU Ag Center plant pathologist Melanie Lewis-Ivy is conducting research on cantaloupe and mimicking a flood to find out whether foodborne pathogens and other harmful contaminants survive on the fruit rind. Ivy planted about an acre a week ago. It's the second growing season for her study. She's repeating it to see if it yields the same results. In the last crop, not only did harmful pathogens survive on the cantaloupe for 3 days after her simulated flood, but she found the presence of salmonella.
We don't test every cantaloupe out there. We take a random sample, and for us to have, you know, an incidence of 1 or 2% is pretty high, really, in my opinion.
Ivy drenched her cantaloupe field with 18 inches of pond water using overhead irrigation guns. She set out buckets in her field to measure the water level. Flood water can contain a high microbial load, according to Winnie Chu, an LSU Ag Center food safety specialist.
If the plant can't be saved, that must be the plant's never contact with the flood water. So if anything, either it's or under the water, or partially under the water, or just splash with the flood water, all those should be destroyed.
Ivy says it doesn't matter if the flooding came from rainwater or a river, the produce touched by the water is unsafe. She warns to stay away from her test plot.
We actually have to, you know, put up fencing around the plot and signs so that people don't go in there because, you know, people see a cantaloupe and they want to eat it. So, you know, we have to put up all these warning signs.
Ivy will present her preliminary findings on the cantaloupe at the American Phytopathological Society annual meeting in August. She'll publish a full study later this year.